This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. The U.S. House of Representatives has voted along party lines to send two formal impeachment charges against President Donald Trump to the Senate, clearing the way for the trial to start next week. The vote was 228 to 123. Earlier, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi named a diverse group of Democratic lawmakers to prosecute the case, including House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff and House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler. The Senate trial on the charges of abuse of power and obstruction of Congress is expected to start next week. Trump's Republican Party holds a majority in the Senate, and the body is expected to acquit him of all charges. A two-thirds majority of the Senate would be required to remove Trump from the presidency. Earlier, President Trump and China's chief negotiator signed a modest trade agreement that will defuse a conflict that has slowed global growth. We get more from AP correspondent Mike Hempen.
The so-called Phase 1 of the pact will ease some sanctions on China and require the Chinese to increase their purchases of U.S. farm products. The deal will leave in place tariffs on about $360 billion worth of Chinese imports. But Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says American consumers should not be affected.
We've managed these tariffs so that mostly all of the consumer goods are not impacted.
The more challenging issues that address sources of trade and economic tensions between the U.S. and China are expected to be discussed in future negotiations. Mike Hempen, Washington.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to log on to our website. That's voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Russia's government has suddenly